Is Councilmember Garza back?
Pop him back up there.
Okay. We convene this meeting at 10:51. There was no action taken during executive meeting. We will now move on to 12A, city manager announcements, announcements on city events and items of community interest.
Our animal services department fundraising calendars are in and they are on sale at City Hall for $20 a calendar. A portion of the proceeds will go back to the animal shelter. So please get yours while supplies last. They make nice holiday gifts. Also on, I believe it's Wednesday, December 21st, we are going to have a low-cost adoption event at the shelter. We're trying to get puppies adopted. It's just in time for Christmas.
So
you can go in. We have some cute little puppies posted online today that are available for adoption. There's other animals there as well. You can get yourself a kitten, bigger dog. So perfect time for the holidays.
What date was that?
The 21st, Wednesday the 21st. You can do adoptions for $25.
You told about that.
One of the things, city offices will be closed on the 23rd and the 26th. Again, we've heard this several times, but a reminder, Cookies and Santa is this Sunday, December 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. at John Sterling, and the annual Santa Parade is immediately following at 5 p.m. So we look forward to a festive weekend.
Okay. Moving on to 13A, request and announcements by mayor, council members for items to be placed on future city agendas and announcements for city events and community interests. Councilmember Street.
Okay. My condolences to the family and friends of Thomas Hernandez, who passed away on Thanksgiving Day. He was an Air Force veteran, a former council member, and served on the Economic Development Committee, and he was really just a nice, thoughtful man. He will be missed. Also, my condolences to the family of John Pierce, the husband of our former mayor, Lisa Pierce. He was also a former council member. I didn't know him, but please keep the family in your thoughts and prayers. I watched the Public Works team all day on Tuesday learn how to use the zipper machine and the process for doing our own road repairs, and they were great. Thanks to Barry Dill and Brad from the Zipper Company for training and guiding them. Barry said he and Brad will be available anytime we need them, and they want to make Kirby a flagship city for making good use of the zipper. It'll save us money and provide drivable streets much faster than just going the grant route. I wanted to ask, will there be a ribbon-cutting ceremony or anything to kick off the long-awaited Ackerman Road project? Public meeting on December 20th at 5:30. Yes. Okay. On the agenda, can we get a meeting with P&Z together with us to talk about fixing the drainage before we fix all of the streets? Look at the drainage report and... Yes, a joint workshop. Yes, ma'am. That's it. Also, can we put on the agenda whoever we have to talk to get a left turn light at 78 and Gibbs Sprawl? That's on the Gibbs Sprawl Road. We have a left turn on 78, but we don't have one crossing to QT. We've had two accidents in the last 2 weeks that I know of that were ugly, and I got to sit in that traffic twice. I think we need to look at that. Lastly, the forecast for the holidays is going to be cold, so please be careful with space heaters, check on your neighbors, bring your pets inside, and have a safe and Merry Christmas.
Mayor, I'm sorry, Councilmember Garza.
First, I want to give my condolences to the family of the recent passing of council members, or the families of the recent passing of the council members. I also basically, when we were doing the budgeting, there was $251,000 that never got moved back to the roads, and I would like to see that that actually gets moved back. I don't know exactly what we have to do, but I would like to place on the agenda so that we can ensure that this money does go towards the new zipper machine. I want to thank everybody for attending and everybody who's watching, and I would, everybody have a Merry Christmas and enjoy the festivities happening this weekend. Thank you.
Councilmember Greider.
First, sincere condolences to the Pierce family and Hernandez family. Kirby Fitness, they had a Zumba class tonight. They'll have the next class will be December 22nd, and then after that, January 5th. The Zumba class will start. It's from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Kirby Fire Station in the Bay, 5560 Duffick Drive. Hope everybody comes out. It's free. It's a free class for the residents and surrounding communities. Anybody can come. A free Zumba class. I forgot to mention earlier with the holiday decorating contest, that all the ladies on the Beautification Recycle Committee, I don't remember if I said that or not, but they do a great job, and they're, like, really serious about it. I mean, they had a certain scoring system, like, because they were trying to make sure they were as fair as possible. And they have big plans and projects coming up for the next year, so I want to say that they're really actually out there working hard. And if anybody wants to join any of our boards and committees, but obviously I'm the liaison for BNR, so I'm going to support them, definitely, it's once a month. The meeting is once a month, and probably every 2-3 months there's an event that you would need to attend. So it's not like it's this big, heavy commitment. So that's just something you can give. You can give, out of every 3 months, you can give at least like 4 or 5 days of your time. You know, I don't see that's not like a really big commitment to make. By supporting your community, they do have vacancies, and we really do need some help. And they have some big projects coming up. But I just want to say kudos to them. They're doing a great job. The Holiday Garden Contest also, Yvonne Rodriguez, she donated to the prizes. Also, Miss Patty. And we had some stuff from HEB. So also, just everybody who donated and everything, from the signs to everything, just thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, there was a question asked today about the calendar for the adoption. They ask if they pay with the credit card or did it have to be cash?
It's going to be a fee if they pay with the credit card.
Okay, there will be a fee, but they can pay with the credit card. Okay. All right. And then on the future, I would like to put on the agenda. I know we're just coming into Christmas right now, but I envision in the future, next year, 2023, and every Christmas beyond that, John Sterling Building, that area over there by the park, I want it lit up, just like other cities do, the big Christmas tree lighting and all that stuff where families can go take photos and all that type of stuff. The reason why I would like to just put on the agenda is about purchasing, because once the holidays are over, hopefully those trees will go on sale, and maybe possibly then we could purchase at a discount rate instead of full price when it comes around, because I think we need to plan ahead already for the next year. So I would like that on the Christmas tree and decor for 2023. Sylvia's, the restaurant right up here, openings. I don't know what policy or I don't know if they wanted a grand opening or not, but I feel that it shouldn't just be big business, like, you know, multi-million-dollar business. I think it should be any business in Kirby. Like, if they're going to have an opening, I think we had one for Dollar General. I think we should have had one for them. And I'm not sure if we asked them or not, but I think that we should start doing that. Just want to put that out there. And everyone have a great holiday. Please be safe. And that's all I have there.
Councilmember Walzik.
Okie dokie. Thank you for telling us about the calendars. I would like to request from Chief Holburn, I think you do an end of the year audit on what you did for this last year. as far as fire, you know, you had, you said something about 8 or 9 structures here in Kirby. I would like to know what those structures were in Kirby. But I think you put out some sheet. We did so many grass fires. We did so many house structures. But so that should be coming due. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's on the monthly
basis. Okay. I would. I have not been receiving one on a monthly basis.
In your email.
They're in my Dropbox. Okay. Another thing about the iPad I don't like. Okay. Ooh, well. You're going to do an end-of-the-year count, though, right? Or do I have to go back every month and count everything up?
Typically, I do not. I can put one together.
That would be wonderful. You're Johnny on the spot anyway. I am encouraging everyone to take that tour of the animal shelter and see what is going on in there. I really feel like building is kind of falling down around us. Can we put something, can I put something on the agenda? Do I have to send that to you separately? Because we do have a meeting coming up in January. Do I just send you that for the Animal Advisory Board?
Some items for the animal agenda?
Yes.
Yeah, just send
that to me. Okay, I will do that. I just want to double check. Also, have we sent any job requests out for a CFO or an assistant secretary or anything like that for this office?
Assistant city manager.
Assistant city manager, a CFO, anything. We've never sent anything in the newspapers or anything, because, and you, are you getting any hits off of that? Okay, maybe we could amp that up. I'm suggesting that, because I can't see that we've gone all these months and not found anybody, so maybe we ought to change our game plan. I'm just kind of curious about that. Miss Patty? Have we got any applications back in for housing for seniors to paint them? Okay, have they been out here where they can see them?
They were. I have a check. I'll certainly check.
Okay. Okay, and on the applications for people that want to jump into boards, commissions, or committee, are the other papers, the code of conduct, attached to them? Okay, they should be attached to them, yeah. Don't you think? I mean, if they have to fill out one portion, they certainly have to fill out the other at the same time. I'm just curious. Thank you very much. Got that. I am saddened that Lisa Pierce lost John, and we lost Thomas Hernandez. I heard he was a wonderful cat. That's heartbreaking, and I my condolences. I've never had to lose a husband. I think only one of us have, and I cry over it. So I also found out that the Crime Control Board changed their meeting. I did not see that when it changed. Or the posting of it until we were right on it, and I'm also heard that they were changing bylaws. Will we be getting that to review?
They've already approved their bylaws.
Okay, but do we not have to approve them?
Nope.
Really? We have to approve the people that go on their board, but not their bylaws with our sales tax money. Okay. Have we put the RFP out for the trash contract?
Wednesday's newspaper.
Which paper would that be?
Sanitary Express News.
Okay. And the last thing on my agenda is I would like an executive session to review Monique's contract and possible actions. We have to do that 90 days prior of its renewal. Therefore, it would have to be on the next agenda. And that is all I have, Madam Mayor.
Councilmember Apodaca.
I've been seeing a lot of stray animals around. They're just everywhere. Please make sure that your gates are locked. You don't have holes in your fence where your dogs are getting out. You know, I've seen dogs in heat with, you know, three little dogs chasing them. And they're tricky. They're smart. They get out. But please make sure that your gates are locked and that your fences will hold the animals in if you're going to leave them outside. It's supposed to get cold, so you might want to think about planning what to do with them before it gets cold. And secondly, Kirby Cleaners is still having their coat and blanket drive. The items do not have to be cleaned to bring them in. We can clean them as we get them. We are going to hand them out to the specifically to the homeless downtown. That's coming up late December. And lastly, everyone have a Merry Christmas. Be safe.
Councilmember Martin.
Monique, I know it's the holidays. I know things get changed around. But I had the same questions. I had people calling me about the crime prevention getting changed. They joined because it was on certain days. I need to bring this back up and discuss it. Make sure it stays on those days. If it's not on those days, it gets postponed to the following month, like the rest of the committees do. We might want to put that on the agenda.
He's like the Charlie Brown teacher.
Y'all didn't hear me?
I understood everything you said.
Everybody hear me?
I've got you now.
Then I have another question. I was at a planning and zoning meeting the other night here, and there was only three people here. There was a vote made, and it was 2-1. And the motion failed because Patty said it had to be all three or none. I thought the majority ruled. Okay. And I want to thank everybody, which I do, especially Public Works. Frank, I did a good job. Chief and Fire, they always do good. The police and fire, I mean, the staff, probably. And everybody have a Merry Christmas. I hope everybody has a good day tomorrow at Joe's party. Y'all well deserved. Thank you.
Thank you. First of all, I want to send my condolences again over and over and over to the Pierce family. I know exactly what their family is going through. Lisa knows that I am here for her and her whole entire family. I also want to put on the agenda that, first of all, Jerry Lehman has done a lot for our city, a lot. And he's been a city councilman and mayor for many, many, many years. And I really think that I want to put on the agenda that I want to create an ordinance to change the name of the senior center building in name of Jerry Lehman. Now, I understand that the Kirby Senior Center occupies that building, but the name of that building is not Kirby Senior Center. If we want it to be Kirby Senior Center, then I would like it to be the Jerry Lehman's Kirby Senior Center. I would like that ordinance. I would like that put on the next agenda to see that happen. Last but not least, everybody is set up here. It's going to be cold. Check on your neighbors. Make sure your kids are inside. Be nice to each other. Be kind to one another. Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I will see you next year. Meeting adjourned.